was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome to Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Black and Barry Stewart, and I'm joined tonight by the lead seat tonight will be Lori Anderson, and your other host is John Mesmer. Well, we kind of tripped up trying to get a hold of John, but I don't know what happened to him. He's out there in big-time farm country. I think I'm in farm country. Boy, he's really in farm country out there in Idaho. He has some trouble connecting sometimes, but we hope to get him on the show with us too. But in the lead seat, as I said, is Miss Lori Anderson, contributor for Freedom Outpost, host of the Resurrect Republic radio show, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I'm going to pass it off on to Lori tonight. Go.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing this evening? And I hope you're having a blessed day. As you know that I want to bring you some funny stories. Are you guys ready for this? I must tell you that there was a drunk Hillary supporter, and she attacked a nonprofit group meeting. And here's the kicker of this. I'm going to tell you what she did. This drunken Hillary Clinton supporter struck a blow for whatever she stood by for trying to attack the Donald Trump rally or a Donald Trump rally.
I smell peanut butter in this story.
Yes, you do. The only problem was, everybody, well, her judgment wasn't quite so good because it wasn't a Trump rally at all. It was actually a meeting for a nonprofit conservation group, and not only
a liberal group.
It was reported that her being drunk, she's 32-year-old Christian Ferguson, crashed the Tomorrow River Conservation Club meeting in Amherst Junction, Wisconsin on Monday. She stumbled in holding a large jar of peanut butter and started yelling about how much she hated Donald Trump. For obvious reasons, she was asked to leave. After a couple of minutes, one of the club members suggested that they go out to the parking lot to make sure the woman wasn't messing with their cars. Well, the club members' instincts proved to be very accurate because the woman was writing obscene anti-Trump messages and drawing phallic symbols on the cars with peanut butter. All told, she hit about 30 cars. The club members...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they yelled at the woman and she
said... It wasn't crunchy peanut butter, was it?
I have no idea, but this
is... No, actually, it wasn't crunchy peanut butter. Thank God their cars weren't scratched.
Right, absolutely. So this woman staggered off to a nearby apartment building. The police were called. Officers located Ferguson in her apartment. She denied doing the vandalism, but the cops say that she was actually licking peanut butter off her fingers when they questioned her.
But she tried denying it.
But she did, denying it. Oh, my Lord, if you're going to be a protester, please make make sure you get to the correct location. Just saying.
Get into the shower before you try denying smearing peanut butter as you lick it off your fingers, you idiot.
Oh, my gosh. That just made me laugh so hard. Oh, and, well. You know, I love making people laugh as well as bringing them the news and things that are going on. And then we all know about the cybersecurity and Hillary Clinton wiping her things with a cloth. And I just thought I would bring some amusement to everybody. Mike, could you please play LV9? And while he is getting that ready for everybody, this is just to show you just how silly that FBI Director Comey thinks that America is. This is how silly Hillary Clinton thinks you are and how dumb she thinks you are to believe that, oh, well, she just wasn't intelligent enough to understand the seriousness of her private server and the cybersecurity issue with her private server that admittedly in the congressional hearings was less secure than your free Gmail. Could you go ahead and run that clip?
Cybersecurity. It is at a time when new technology is connecting people around the world. Protecting our cyber infrastructure and digital networks has to be a matter of national security as well as economic priority. I think this is a responsibility we all share as Americans. But as State Department employees, we have a special duty to guard ourselves and our sensitive information. Potential hackers use all kinds of strategies to exploit cyber vulnerabilities and to penetrate the departments and systems. They may try and gain information by posing as someone we trust, or by using social media sites to spread viruses and other malicious code. The Bureau of Diplomatic Security and IT staff work around the clock to defend us against cyber attacks. But the real key to cybersecurity rests with you. Complying with Department of Humane policies and being alert to potential threats will help protect all of us. So please, find out more about what you can do by logging onto our intranet cybersecurity awareness website or by subscribing to our cybersecurity awareness newsletter. If you have any questions about cybersecurity, you can send an email to awareness@state.gov. Because together we can do our part to improve the security of the State Department and of our nation. Thank you all very much for your cooperation.
Okay, so in case you didn't recognize whose voice that was, because it is a very old video that was obtained by Fox News, this is Hillary Rodham Clinton in 2010, and she was addressing the State Department and lecturing them about cybersecurity. And what she said was, the real key to cybersecurity rests with you. Clinton says in the 2010 video, complying with department computing policies and being alert to potential threats will help protect us all. Clinton did go on in the video to underscore the important work the State Department, Bureau of Diplomatic Security, and IT Department were doing to guard against cyber attacks. And she warned that hackers try to exploit vulnerabilities and penetrate department systems. She then urged the staffers to log into the internal cybersecurity awareness website or subscribe to their, quote, cybersecurity awareness newsletter. So here we go, Tom. Here's the best part of it for me. Here's the quote.
I got a mute.
Together, we can do our part to improve the security of the State Department and our nation, unquote, Clinton said. How wonderful is that?
Yeah, tell that to WikiLeaks.
Okay, so it gets even better, okay? Yes, this really gets even better. Tonight, I am hoping to make everybody's night. So what happened was, just to kind of give you a little rundown, everybody pretty much knows about Project Veritas and what's going on with Project Veritas. They've been really, really exposing the DNC, Hillary Clinton, the corruption with the voter fraud, the election fraud, and on and on and on. Okay, so first I want to address, this was the White House's, the situation that the White House answered. Now, remember the other day we pointed out that the gentleman, Bob Cramer, who was a previously convicted of crimes and served time in prison, that he visited the White House a mass amount of times, and he visited the president himself in over 45 meetings. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This criminal, the one that they deflect from and point out the fact that the person, O'Keefe, is convicted of a crime, which had to do with gathering evidence against some of these scoundrels. Right. But right. They just gloss over the fact that this guy was a convicted felon who did time in prison and has been visiting Obama. That's just great.
Right. So what I want to do first, play the clip for the audience so that they can know exactly what the White House had to say, and watch how quickly they deflect from this criminal having 45 meetings with President Obama. Mike, would you please play LV3?
The Project Veritas videos that have been making the rounds of late, does the White House have any reaction to the dismissal or the severance of two veteran Democratic operatives after the release of the latest Project Veritas videos? In particular, I want to draw your attention to Robert Cramer, a convicted felon who visited the White House, according to reports, 342 times, also met personally with the president some 47 times, the most recent occasion being in June of this year.
Well, I've been asked about videos that have come from this outlet in the past, and each time I've tried to urge people to take those reports not at face value, and not just with a grain of salt, but maybe even a whole package of salt. Despite what the name might suggest, these videos have not often revealed the truth.
You do have some people that were sort of shoved out or walked away based on the release of these videos.
Yeah, and so that is true, and so that's why I'm reluctant to comment directly on the videos themselves. I think there is a principle, though, that I will give voice to, which is I know that there was the suggestion in some of these reports that it might be a clever organizing tactic or a clever political tactic to try to incite violence at political rallies. That is entirely inconsistent with the president's view about community organizing and waging a vigorous campaign. We should attempt and we should have so much confidence in the power of our persuasion and in our arguments we shouldn't have to resort to violence. And in fact, it is completely inappropriate to resort to violence to advance a political goal. And that certainly is a principle that the president strongly believes in.
As far as Cramer's concerned, with all those visits here to the White House in particular, I'm wondering, is that a reflection of the ethical standards of the Obama White House that a guy like that, who, at least according to the videos, admittedly these videos are in some dispute in some circles, seems to be suggesting voter fraud, a person who is a convicted felon, who is an often frequent visitor here at the White House, it is a reflection, some would argue, of the standards of this White House, that that's the type of person that's here with that sort of frequency.
Yeah. And I think at this point, I would urge extreme caution in drawing conclusions about anybody's character based on a few hours of this video.
Of course.
Because time and time and time again, information that is released by this organization is a lot different than initial reports would indicate. Okay.
I don't think so.
this gets even funnier. I'm serious. So everybody heard him deflect from the fact that a criminal, Bob Cramer, met with President Obama 45 times, had been in the White House 342 times, And so I want to lay a little bit more out before I get this great new clip out to the people. Project Veritas is also the gift that keeps on giving. So kudos to James O'Keefe, because I have news with this. They've done some phenomenal work. Okay, so there's a man named Brad Woodhouse. He was in some of the previous videos. And he was, yesterday, what had happened is the Twitchy put out there, because they follow tweets, okay? And Brad Woodhouse was on mainstream media attacking, basically, O'Keefe. And so the comment in O'Keefe's, in O'Keefe's tweet was, quote, "If you notice, at Woodhouse B is nervous and losing his temper on TV. Stay tuned tomorrow, Brad, because you're going to have a busy day." And he's not kidding. So while this gentleman is on mainstream media trying to really go after O'Keefe, this is a phenomenal thing. I want you to be able to hear that clip of Brad Woodhouse so that you know what's really going on, and then you're going to hear some amazing things. If you could, Mike, please go ahead and play that clip.
100% legal. Here's the problem, okay, Steve, with these, here's the problem with James O'Keefe. He's a liar, he's a convict, and he's been successfully sued for lying about people and putting them in a
false
light.
So are you saying the video is not accurate?
Well, it's accurate that we're coordinating with the campaign.
Brad, why are you so angry? You know, my staff does have a theory, and it involves something coming out tomorrow that you know you're involved in.
James O'Keefe is a liar, a convict, and a fraud, and I'm really shocked that you would even bring this up.
Oh, come on. This is a big news story.
By the way, Brad, you're welcome, because you wouldn't be on TV if it wasn't for our videos. And tomorrow, we're going to give you another 15 minutes of fame.
And O'Keefe came through, and he is not exaggerating in the slightest. So he came out with his Project Veritas video 4. And the reason that I wanted to lead up with all of these clips is because not only is Brad Woodhouse involved, you're talking about Bob Cramer, the criminal. This leads all the way to the White House. It also explains Bob Cramer's quote unquote relationship. Now, this is out of Bob Cramer's mouth, by the way. Relationship with President Obama all the way back before he was president and was a community organizer. If you would, please play LV2.
Money from point A to point B.
A shell company.
Your guy took care of business right away. Yes,
I just knew it took tricky route through Belize, and I just wanted to make sure that got to you. So good, I'm glad.
An eccentric West Coast millionaire.
Smaller checks to begin with, but I definitely could see myself being a larger contributor.
An English money man.
We have banks in DBI, Belize. The one in Belize we just used for the first time with your transfer.
$20,000 sent from an offshore bank in Belize.
I think we know that it's coming. We need some up front.
And then mysteriously returned. All the ingredients of a spy thriller, but in fact, were the elements we used for our undercover operation to investigate the Hillary Clinton campaign. The investigation ultimately led us to Robert Cramer, a Democratic power broker who knows the White House like the back of his hand.
I've known the president since he was a community organizer in Chicago. Every morning, I'm going to call at 10:30. That goes over the message being driven by the campaign headquarters. I do a lot of work with the White House.
The Project Veritas action investigation into the Clinton campaign took us more than a year. We had people working for the Clinton campaign full-time across the country. We even had someone working for a time inside the Clinton campaign headquarters in Brooklyn, New York. We had people posing as donors, political consultants, interns, overseas financial advisors, and activists.
can't stress with you guys enough how badly they need that money.
So I'm basically deputy rapid response director for the DNC for all things Trump on the ground. Nobody's really supposed to know about me.
You know, Brad and Bob and Lux and myself are all part of the old school method where it doesn't matter what the freaking legal and ethics people say. We need to win this mother.
So Bob is really good friends with him, and talked to him this afternoon, and they're all in. If we can get $25,000, they're all in.
In April, we started uncovering the aggressive bird dogging that was secretly done by the Clinton campaign. It's an underhanded nationwide operation to foment violence at Trump rallies.
The aggressive bird dogging.
That comes with the media. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the engagement. What I call it is conflict engagement.
Mm-hmm. That's your version of re-enfranchisement.
Conflict engagement in the lines at Trump rallies. We're starting anarchy here.
We were also gathering growing evidence that the Clinton campaign was violating the federal election campaign coordination laws.
In the end, it was the candidate, Hillary Clinton, the future president of the United States, who wanted ducks on the ground. So, by God, we will give ducks on the ground. Don't repeat that to anybody.
Scott Fogel gave us a primer on how to commit massive voter fraud.
We did spam when we were in charge, too. So
what did we do?
We did the exact same thing. Only we manipulated the vote with money and action, not with laws.
It's a very easy thing for Republicans to say, well, they're busting people in. Well, you know what? We've been busting people in to for 50 years, and we're not going to stop now. We're just going to find a different way to do it.
So Bob is really good friends with him. Mm-hmm. And talked to him this afternoon, and they're all in. If we can get $25,000, they're all in to do their piece.
Creamer, Fogel, and Americans United for Change President Brad Woodhouse sent us numerous proposals to further their efforts, and they were asking for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I need to know from you folks that if I decide to do this, what is your drop dead date for if I do it, when, you know, at what level, and when do you need take a commitment from me?
I mean, I think by the end of this month, because you know, we look at this as basically a September 15th-ish
okay.
thing to the, or September 22nd, you know, I'm thinking, so we want to be on the road by the time most of early voting has started,
okay.
And we want to go close to the end.
Okay, because I'll have to work with the trust. It's, you know, do you need an upfront? Can we do it in installments? Or
I think we know that it's coming. We need some upfront because we just, you know, we're a C4. We're basically a campaign organization. We spend the money that comes in to try to get the job done. So we're not sitting on a reserve to do this type of thing. So we raise and spend as it comes.
Okay.
You know, as it comes in. So we would need some up front. And we're looking at other sources.
We knew we were onto something important for the American people to know. However, our story was not complete. With the election looming, we were running out of time, and the people inside the campaign's dark effort were growing impatient with our cover story. It was all about the money.
I can't stress with you guys enough how badly they need that money.
Charles Roth III was an invention. He was the rich donor we invented who said he wanted to make a difference and stop Trump. This is a phone call he made to Robert Creamer in June.
I can tell you right off the bat, Rob, that, you know, I see the rise of Donald Trump right now in the United States as an extremely scary thing.
Me too.
To prove the credibility of our donor and keep our investigation going, we made the tough decision to donate $20,000 to Robert Creamer's effort. We had determined that the benefit of this investigation outweighed the cost.
First thing is, like I said, thank you for the proposal, and I'd like to get the $20,000 across to you. The second call I'm going to make here is my money guy, and he's going to get in touch with you on how to wire the funds to you.
Okay, we are running out of time, as you know, so we need to do it quick.
Yeah. Also, there were some ideas that have been relayed to me from Steve that Scott mentioned to him about Trump events, that I would like to talk about those events as well.
No, Trump events is fine. I mean, frankly, I spend most of my time overseeing the Trump events around the country. I mean, that's what I do for the Clinton campaign. So that's interesting as well.
he told us to send the check to Americans United for Change.
Americans United for Change is one of our clients, right? Mm-hmm. That's a C4 that is, it's originally set up to do to lead the battle to stop the privatization of Social Security.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They've been, they're used to be located here, but they now are mostly on Massachusetts Avenue. But I'm their general consultant.
Bob Kramer was listed as AUFC's general consultant until our stories about their shady activities were released. Now, his name is nowhere to be found. Roth's English money man sent an email to Kramer asking where to wire the funds. Kramer sent our guy AUFC's bank information.
It was earlier this year that we purchased a shell company called Repulse Bay Limited. It was incorporated in Belize, Central America in 2005. It was nothing more than this piece of paper.
Next, we opened a bank account in Belize so we could move money around the world anonymously. This is typically the actions of drug dealers and tax-dodging white-collar criminals. We used it as a cover.
Hello, Bob. It's Charles.
There you are. Hey, Charles. Hey.
How you doing?
Okay. I'm just checking in. See where things are from your point of view. And actually, I was thinking we might want to set up a time to have a call with you and I and Scott. If you want Steve Packard on, that's fine, too.
I would like to do that. A couple logistical things beforehand. To be honest with you, I'm a little bit peeved that I haven't heard back from you guys about the Carlson money transfer. Did that go through okay? I'm just getting back on this time zone myself, and I want to make sure that that came in okay.
Oh, yes, of course it did. And I'm sorry if I thought I had gotten back, and thank you for that. I apologize. Yes, it came through.
No problem.
It came through in a timely way. Your guy took care of business right away. Yes, Steve.
I just knew it took tricky route through Belize, and I just wanted to make sure that got to you. So good, I'm glad.
The money definitely helped. Shortly after the funds were released, Charles Roth's niece, our journalist, got offered an internship at Kramer's firm, Democracy Partners.
This is Angela Brandt. She's been working with me until the election.
Oh, nice. Well, welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
We also arranged another meeting with Scott Fovell, who was even more expansive about what he was willing to help Roth do.
Really wants to get his hands dirty. He can
get dirty.
Yeah.
He wants to get dirty. We can get dirty.
And Fovell set us up to meet Cesar Vargas, quote, the guy who can get things done, unquote.
What's the goal of the overall? For me, as an attorney, this is something done.
I assume you don't go off and have these conversations.
No, absolutely.
In an effort to see how far these guys would go with the promise of more money, Roth's money man, Michael Carlson, requested a meeting with Kramer. Carlson said he was looking for an immigration lawyer with powerful connections for a wealthy client in Syria who wanted to live in the U.S.
We'll have more of this on the other side. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Veritas!
You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris.
Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back, Resurrector Republic. Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Tom Lacovara-Stewart, joined by tonight Miss Lori Anderson in the lead, a host of the Resurrect Republic radio show, I'm proud to say, and contributor to at Freedom Outpost. Awesome, awesome website. I highly recommend for everyone to read all of Freedom Outpost's articles. I've never been disappointed. So we were in the middle of a clip.
Yes.
Really digs into the heart of a lot of this. I love how the White House deflected this, by the way. But go ahead, continue to roll that clip.
In an effort to see how far these guys would go with the promise of more money, Roth's money man, Michael Carlson, requested a meeting with Creamer. Carlson said he was looking for an immigration lawyer with powerful connections for a wealthy client in Syria who wanted to live in the U.S.
Making the phone call and we're going to record it.
I just need to, I will try and find a couple of good referrals to you and get back to you pretty quick then, okay?
Fabulous.
I'll just talk to the guy I'm going to talk to first to see if this is up his alley. The first thing is up his alley is the guy who ran the campaign for President Obama. He has a firm that's pretty well connected.
Creamer gave the recommendation to our journalist and made it clear the connections he could make if we delivered yet another donor.
Hang on for a second. I've got to send something to the Clinton campaign real quick.
Here's what I do with the Clinton campaign, by the way. I'm a consultant to the Clinton campaign. Wherever Trump can't go in the country, we make sure that there are press events in the TV market or whatever, television market or in the press event, whether they're big turnouts or little turnouts, whatever, that drive our message wherever the candidate goes to drive his message. So that in any given day, they will be between them in probably six places. So our team makes sure there are events in all those six places every day. So it's a lot of events. And we try and help define the other candidate.
Creamer was not shy about how much access he has to the Clintons' campaign staff on a daily basis.
Every morning, I'm going to call at 10:30. That goes over the message being driven by the campaign headquarters. I'm in this campaign mainly deal with what you know, earned media, with television, radio. Yeah. Earned media and social media, not with...
Yeah, deal with this media, pal!
Paid media, not with advertising. There'll be a whole different advertising apparatus. Everybody's driven on the same tracks, though. So, then there are a bunch of people in the Brooklyn office that are responsible for lots of different aspects of communication. We do rapid response. And there's a guy there I work with heavily. It's a guy I'm just communicating with on that kind of stuff. First, we just found. I just sent him a note beforehand before we came here that said my understanding is there might be another revelation of another woman talking about
Donald Trump.
This afternoon, and he just sent me back a note that says, is it this lawyer that's going to do that? I said, I think maybe. It could be something else. I'll try and find out.
Creamer bragged that he talks to the campaign every day and can contact them at any time. And it's not just the Clintons that he has access to. Creamer also makes it clear that he is well-connected to President Obama. Critics of our earlier stories have suggested that Creamer isn't as well connected as we reported, that he is just the husband of Chicago Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. We beg to differ. According to White House visitor logs, Creamer visited the White House 342 times since 2009, 47 of those times with Obama. But it's Creamer's own words that confirm our reporting.
Barack Obama's was the best campaign in the history of American politics. I mean, the second one. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first one was good, too. I was consultant to both. The second one was everything hit on every level, in every aspect.
How does he do it, though? I mean, he never makes a mistake when he's giving a presentation. He's consistent as possible. I mean, more consistent than a scientific experiment.
He's a pro.
Sure
I've known the president since he was a community organizer in Chicago.
Creamer thinks our journalist is connected to large donors and is not shy about the access he can give, but for a price, of course. Money for access.
I need to meet him.
Okay. You may have a lot more opportunity once he's done. 98 days, something like that, 97.
Yeah,
so when do you got to go back?
I was just at an event with him in Chicago, actually, on Friday last. He's just as good as ever. He's, I do a lot of work with the White House on their issue, helping to run issue campaigns that they've been involved in. I mean, for immigration reform, for the health care.
Thank you
so much. For the health care bill. For the...
Would you like some pepper, Henry?
Yes, please.
For the...
Enjoy.
Thank you. Try and make America more like Britain when it comes to gun violence issues.
I was talking to a lady who's here in the U.S. She's a real... she's very wealthy. Lives in Atlanta, has plenty of money, and is interested in making a donation to the inauguration.
Did you hear what he just said? To make the United States more like Great Britain when it comes to gun violence.
Yeah. I told you this
Number four.
That's treason. That's treason.
Yeah, and it really connects everything. This is phenomenal. I want to say this publicly and openly, not only to James O'Keefe, but to every individual who's an independent investigative journalist that worked with James O'Keefe, because this was a mass scale investigation. They had a lot of individuals that worked hard, and you know, it took a lot of time to do this, and I have nothing but respect for every individual that took the time and that actually dug in and got this done. Nothing but respect for every journalist involved, including James O'Keefe, including Project Veritas. Phenomenal job. And, you know, you are exposing what the American people have wanted to have proof of for a very, very long time. And we appreciate that. We appreciate that you're not allowing yourself to be silenced, and you are getting the truth out to the American people, and we really appreciate you for that. I have to say
you
that.
You know, what's amazing to me is that these critters would turn around and try and make it sound as though O'Keefe is the one who can't be trusted while they're caught dead, caught.
Right, they're in damage.
Oh, wow.
And now does this make it also understandable why I played the White House clip? Because that's the White House doesn't want this out either, because this is coming out of their own mouths, his connection with the White House and his connection with Obama before he was even in the White House.
Campaign, voter fraud, triggering violence. Oh, Obama wouldn't be about triggering violence. He had the leader of Black Lives Matter visiting with him. This is the same organization that has burnt down neighborhoods. You don't want...
Yeah, all right. Criminal Bob Cramer, 45 meetings with President Obama, and 342 times he was in the White House. And, you know, he's pretty good friends with him, according to him, because, you know, he knew him.
Well, according to the White House log. Not according to him.
Yeah. Well, no, even according
to him. Forget about what he said. Forget about what he said. If you go by the White House log, you can't deny that. That's just undeniable. He met with the president 40-some times. There are people that try and pander to the president and try and get to meet him, maybe meet him once or twice. I can see maybe a weasel getting in here and there. Maybe they say, well, there's no connection. 47 times. 47, you don't meet with the president 47 times unless you are working with and for the president. How about we finish out the rest of this clip?
Absolutely, because then it gets even better.
Roll it!
Try and make America more like Britain when it comes to gun violence issues.
I was talking to a lady who's here in the U.S. She's a real, she's very wealthy, lives in Atlanta, has... plenty of money, and is interested in making a donation to the inauguration.
Okay.
Holy!
So, your person would rather give to the inaugural than she would to the campaign?
That's what she said. She likes parties, I guess.
Okay.
Yes. That's really interesting. She'd love to meet me at some point.
Okay. I'm sure that could be arranged. And how do you want to proceed to... how should I proceed here?
I'll get back to her. I'll tell her, and she can call you.
Okay.
Or I'll call you back.
That's fine.
And we'll set up a meeting. You got to tell me how much she should be donating, because we don't know.
I will talk to... I'll talk to somebody in the campaign and find out that there's a fundraising place to interface. I mean,
and she's an American citizen, so she can do that.
Oh yeah, I assumed that she lived in Atlanta. I shouldn't have, I suppose, but I did. Okay. Let me know as soon as you can, and I'll make it happen.
Our investment had paid off. The story was solid. Creamer, Fovell, Jenna Price from the DNC, Brad Woodhouse from AUFC, Cesar Vargas and others had opened the door to their smoke-filled rooms of illegal and dirty campaign dealings.
This year is a particularly interesting year because it's the first year the DNC has had these big additional limits.
And then we were stunned by a totally unexpected twist. Brad Woodhouse, the president of AUFC, the folks we had sent the money to, heard that we were releasing undercover videos exposing their activities. Woodhouse told the journalist that AUFC was going to return the $20,000. He was concerned it might have been an illegal foreign donation. We were happy to get the wire transfer showing the $20,000 was returned, but we wondered why it wasn't a problem for the previous month that Woodhouse had the money.
Kramer is done. He is, dude, you will never work anywhere near another campaign ever again if he doesn't go to prison.
Well, Brad Woodhouse.
I say going back to prison along with Woodhouse.
Right. And remember, Woodhouse was the one who came out on mainstream media the day before this was released. And so now you can understand why he wanted to keep that quiet so badly. So it did say, Project Veritas said that Brad Woodhouse, the recipient of the $20,000, because of them hearing that Project Veritas Action was releasing undercover videos exposing the AUFC's activities, that he did return the money.
Too late.
So, after the former stories were released by Project Veritas Action, Americans United for Change fired Scott Fovell, and Robert Kramer announced to the DNC that he was stepping down from campaign responsibilities. Now, here's the kicker. Are you ready for this?
I am.
Sure. James O'Keefe files suit and a complaint with the FEC, Federal Elections Commission, against Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC. O'Keefe has released, of course, the videos that are going on. There is a complaint in the works, and this is what it says. O'Keefe told Breitbart News exclusively, "As chairman of Project Veritas, our work is financially independent and beholden to nobody. Our work is funded by thousands of contributors, small, medium, and large. What I've learned about our media, and it is frightening, it is that almost everyone is compromised. Media companies are beholden to stockholders, and I have sources, and I am trying to get to go on record to explain that these companies are afraid of reporting this story for fear of political retaliation. If the public knew the truth, I think it would change everything about American politics." In the complaint, it states, "This criminal conspiracy involves the knowing and willful creation of coordinated expenditures from prohibited corporate sources, as is detailed numerous times in the Veritas transcript attached as Exhibit A. So the supposedly independent speech and actions of third-party groups were directed, controlled, and puppeteered by HFA or DNC. Indeed, the record establishes not just simple violations of the FECA's coordination provisions, but ongoing knowing and willful evasion of federal election law requirements through a complicated scheme. Because this conspiracy involves large numbers of employees, heightened travel, production, and distribution costs, and because the nationwide scale of the operation, upon information and belief, this triggers criminal penalties under 52 U.S.C. 30109. By failing to abide by the law, these respondents misled the public about the true identity of speakers and funding sources for political protest and advocacy campaigns. This sort of evasion undermines the public's trust in the electoral process and allows elite political operatives to operate above the law. And you can read more about that at Project Veritas. Now, so we've well established that he's bringing suit against them. Good for you, Mr. O'Keefe. Thank you, Project Veritas, for continuing to get the real news to the people and helping to expose this corruption that is a day-by-day process with with everybody. So I wanted to bring a little bit more to light. I don't know how many of you know this, but I wanted to bring up that there was a really interesting video clip between Newt Gingrich and Megyn Kelly. So before I bring that clip up, I want to remind everybody that it was exposed in January of 2016 that 20th Century Fox ranks as the 13th biggest contributor to the Hillary Clinton during her political year. According to the database maintained by the Center for Responsive Politics, the database credits the Rupert Murdoch-owned company as having pitched in $340,000 $936 to her campaigns. That puts Fox just below the Lehman Brothers, but 11 spots below second place is Goldman Sachs on the pro-Clinton list. So Fox actually gives more, or excuse me, 21st Century Fox gives more than actually Goldman Sachs when it came to this situation that was reported in January of 2016. So why am I bringing this up? Megyn Kelly, a lot of individuals have wondered, you know, is she pro-Hillary? Well, you know, that is not for us to decide, but I think actions speak a lot louder than words. So what happened was Newt Gingrich was on Megyn Kelly. And so if you would, please play so that the audience can know what we're going to be responding to, LV4.
Joining us now with more, Newt Gingrich. He served as Speaker of the House. He's a Trump supporter and author of the book, Treason. Great to see you, Mr. Speaker. Thanks for being here. So
it's good to be back.
I mean, with Cook and many other nonpartisan independent pollsters now saying that the Senate is likely lost to the Republicans, what does that say? I mean, if Donald Trump loses this White House race and the Republicans lose the Senate, does that suggest that the Republicans nominated the wrong candidate at the top of their ticket?
The next 2 weeks are a contest of two parallel universes. I just listened to that report. First of all, I used to hang out with Charlie Cook when he would explain that Donald Trump was hopeless and would not get the nomination. I like Charlie. That doesn't mean he's infallible. But let's take the report we just got. Republicans are actually outvoting Democrats in Florida. They're outvoting Democrats in Pennsylvania. That's unpecedented. They've cut the Democratic lead.
You predict a win in Pennsylvania?
I think they might.
Really? You think Trump's going to win Pennsylvania?
Look, all I can report to you right now is they're outvoting the Democrats in early voting, which is also true in Florida, which is unprecedented.
But all of the polls in Pennsylvania have her winning.
What?
All of the polls in Pennsylvania have her ahead.
I know. I just told you we have two alternative universes right now. In Iowa, for example, the Democrats are 50,000 votes behind where they were with Barack Obama in turnout. The governor is very confident we're going to carry Iowa, which Obama carried last time. I could just carry you through case after case like this. In Minnesota, we're almost certainly going to win the congressional seat up around Duluth, which is a very Democratic area, but it deeply dislikes Hillary Clinton and represent.
But let me just ask you. Let me just ask you, because you say it's two alternate universes. I mean, these are sort of small examples of how he might be heading early voting and so on. But I'm telling you that the Fox News decision desk just moved Iowa, that you just mentioned, Indiana, second congressional district in Maine. All of them moved left, moved more likely to vote for Hillary Clinton. And in fact, all of the moves that have been on this map over the past 3 weeks by Larry Sabato, by Cook, by the Fox News decision desks, these are nonpartisan outlets that are just trying to call the electoral
Nonpartisan outlets. Every outlet you described as part of the establishment.
Fox News, really? Are we? I don't think so. And every state they've moved it to the left, towards Hillary. And you tell me whether that's all made up.
No, I think they're two alternative universes. You have a poll which suggests that she's going to get a Barack Obama turnout among African Americans. I don't think that's going to happen. You have a Washington Post ABC News poll where they took out 8% of the vote because they didn't like the way it voted. Look, I've been around long enough. I remember when the Detroit Liberal newspaper on the Sunday before the election said John Engler would lose by 14 points. He won the governorship that year. Mm-hmm. I don't take polls as seriously as people who've never run for office.
But your candidate,
I can tell you,
your candidate loves them and has touted them from the beginning. And he's been behind in virtually every one out of the last 40 polls that we've seen over the past month. That's the reality.
Well, if you want to assume the election's over, skip the next 2 weeks and we can talk about the future.
I'm not assuming anything. I'm asking you whether you believe your candidate's behind based on these numbers and what it says about the down ballot races.
I believe the odds are at least 1 in 3 and maybe better than that. That the difference in intensity and the difference in determination and the degree to which Hillary Clinton is clearly the most corrupt, dishonest person ever nominated by a party all mean that the odds are pretty good she's not going to win. Mm-hmm. Now, I actually believe that. This is not just because I'm for Donald Trump. I actually believe the American people
are sickened by this. So she, let's assume she is corrupt, right? She was as corrupt 3 weeks ago and 3 months ago, and she would have been corrupt and collapsing physically on September 11th of this year, and her poll numbers tanked. But then you know what happened. He had a rough first debate. He took the bait on Alicia Machado. He stayed in that trap for a week. The Access Hollywood tape came out, which was not produced by Hillary Clinton. That was Trump on camera talking about grabbing women.
Look, I just heard you go through this with Governor Pence. I get it. I know where you're coming from. But let me point out something to you.
Sure.
The three major networks spent 23 minutes attacking Donald Trump that night and 57 seconds on Hillary Clinton's secret speeches. You don't think this is a scale of bias worthy of Pravda and Izvestia? I mean, you want to know why Donald Trump's had a rough time?
If Trump is a sexual predator, that is...
He's not a sexual predator.
Okay,
you can't
that's your
say
opinion.
That.
I'm
you
not taking a position on it.
You could not defend that statement.
I'm not
sick and tired of people
it.
Like you using language that's inflammatory, that's not true.
Excuse me, Mr.
Speaker.
Whether it's true or not. What we know is that
Neither do you.
That's right, and I'm not taking a position on it, unlike you.
Yes, you are. When you use the words, you took a position.
So what
I think it's very unfair of you to do that, Megan.
Incorrect.
I think that is exactly the bias people are upset by.
I think that your defensiveness on this may speak volumes, sir.
No,
what I said
let me just
is
suggest
if,
to you.
No. Let me make my point, and then I'll give you the floor. What I said is if Trump is a sexual predator, then it's a big story. And what we saw on that tape was Trump himself saying that he likes to grab women by the genitals and kiss them against their will. That's what we saw. Then we saw 10 women come forward after he denied actually doing it at a debate to say that was untrue. He did it to me. He did it to me. We saw reporters. We saw people who worked with him, people from Apprentice and so on and so forth. He denies it all, which is his right. We don't know what the truth is. My point to you is as a media story, we don't get to say the 10 women are lying. We have to cover that story, sir.
Sure. Okay, so it's worth 23 minutes of the three networks to cover that story. And Hillary Clinton in a secret speech in Brazil to a bank that pays her $225,000 saying her dream is an open border where 600 million people could come to America. That's not worth covering.
That is worth covering.
When you
want to
go back through the tapes of your show recently, you are fascinated with sex and you don't care about public policy.
Me?
Now, that's
really
what I get out of watching you tonight.
You know what, Mr. Speaker? I'm not fascinated by sex, but I am fascinated by the protection of women and understanding what we're getting in the Oval Office. And I think the American voters would like
to
know.
And therefore, we're going to send Bill Clinton back to the East Wing because, after all, you are worried about sexual predators.
Yeah, listen, it's not about me. It's about the women and men of America. And the poll numbers show us that the women of America in particular are very concerned about these allegations.
You little
and in large part believe that they are a real issue. And
you want to
Do you
want to comment on whether the Clinton ticket has a relationship to a sexual predator?
Oh, she makes me sick.
Okay, so
She makes me sick.
We have 2 minutes before we have to go to break, Tom. But I have my response. I agree with Megyn Kelly. If it's a story, we need to cover it, right? So right after a word from our sponsors, we'll be back and we will cover this.
Photo ops. Photo ops.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.